Houston, Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go ahead.
And a real interesting thing has happened to that solar wind collector. It's been sent out there since yesterday, of course. And when I left it yesterday, it was just a flat sheet of foil, you know, restrained at both ends. But as I look out there now, starting about one, maybe a foot from the top, it has sort of folded back around the pole that's holding it. It looks almost like sail in the wind around the pole. It's sort of bulging in the front, being bent back on the sides. Real crazy.
We've got a fairly strong solar wind, I suspect, Al.
You may think you're kidding. I don't know.
No, Al, I wouldn't think you'd be kidding. It could be maybe the front part of that is just thermally expanding a lot more than the back. Back's probably radiating, and the front's probably very hot, and just the thermal difference across it could do it. I'm meeting with a lot of approval back here on that idea.
It looks like it's wrapped around the pole. That's a funny thing. It looks like wind's blowing on it.
Well, we got two good ideas so far. Maybe we can come up with a third.
This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 26 minutes. The participants in the change of ship news conference have left the Mission Control Center and are en route to the Houston News Center, where the news conference will begin shortly.
Houston Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go ahead.
Right, the LILH canister was changed out at 130,000. EVA prep is almost complete to put on it. We're just putting the stuff on our visors.
Roger, Pete, we copy.
Excuse me, material.
Copy.
This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 35 minutes. The news conference is ready to begin, and we'll take down the release line during the conference.